Good afternoon. A slow-moving low-pressure system will continue to bring cool and unsettled conditions through the day today and into Monday. The rain will continue to expand northward over the next few hours and should encompass most of the eastern New York and adjacent western New England by early afternoon, with periods of rain, light to moderate in intensity, and continuing through this afternoon with a few pockets of heavy rain possible within the Hudson River Valley and points east into western New England during the afternoon hours. Rain may remain more spotty and intermittent across far northern Herkimer County, especially north and west of Old Forge, with a sharp cutoff in this general area. Temperatures have risen into the lower 50s in some portions of the upper Hudson Valley and mainly 45 to 50 degrees elsewhere. Temperatures will likely hold steady or even fall a couple of degrees where rain has already developed and might rise another 1 to 2 degrees where it is currently remaining dry before falling off another 2 to 3 degrees once steadier rain arrives. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, we will see the chance for severe weather and flash flooding across the central and southern high plains. Thunderstorms are expected to develop over eastern New Mexico this afternoon and slowly push eastward into West Texas by the evening. A few storms will be capable of producing large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes. And additionally, flash flooding will also remain a possibility where ongoing heavy rain is currently falling across southwest Kansas, as well as the southern high plains, thanks to the slow-moving nature of the thunderstorms. By Monday, a cold front located over the region will push southward and shift the threat for severe weather to the southwest Texas and far southeast New Mexico regions. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 107 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at 13 miles north of White Sulphur Springs in Montana. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, expect rain showers with a high near 53. In Boston, rain showers, patchy fog, and some stronger winds with a high near 51. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 75, while the normal low is 53. The record high of 92 was set back in 1929 and tied in 1987, while the record low of 33 was set back in 1967. Today's sunrise was at 5:21 a.m. The sun will set at 8:25 p.m. It's a total of 15 hours and 4 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 1 minute and 22 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at rain showers this afternoon as highs reach into the low 50s for us. Heading to tonight, those rain showers continue and will start to gradually become more scattered as we get to the early morning hours. Overnight lows drop down towards the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at rain showers and patchy fog, as well as some windy conditions with wind gusts ranging to around 25 to 30 miles per hour. Highs reach into the upper 40s and low 50s. For the night tonight, we will see those rain showers and then a chance for rain as we get into the early morning hours. Patchy fog continues to develop there as well, as overnight lows drop down towards the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we'll see periods of showers today with highs reaching near the mid to upper 40s. For the night tonight, those showers will remain likely early on and then will turn cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the low 40s, a couple spots into the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at rain showers and windy conditions as our highs reach into the upper 40s. For the night tonight, those rain showers will continue into the early morning hours and will stay cloudy as well as our overnight lows drop down into the mid to low 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at rain showers for this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 40s and low 50s. For the night tonight, rain showers continue and we stay cloudy with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, the chance for showers continues, especially into the early afternoon hours. Otherwise, we'll stay mostly cloudy and eventually dry out towards the end of the day as highs reach into and near 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.